This is a podcast with a name. Stop Christian Nationalism. It is a podcast that's about stopping Christian nationalism. This podcast will talk about how we stop Christian nationalism. That's what it's about. Stop Christian nationalism.
Well, this is a podcast that is called Christian Nationalism, as you just heard. And the thing that we talk about here is what Christian nationalism is and why we have to stop it. And although that intro song that I've got right now is a little bit silly, perhaps, we do need to be direct about this. Because what's at stake is American democracy itself. And this was the subject of one specific question in a recent poll by the Public Religion Research Institute, which makes it its job to track Americans' attitudes about religion and how that intersects with other issues in American culture. Now, a lot of things have been going on with Christian nationalism. The Supreme Court is hearing a case in which the state of Oklahoma is wanting to use taxpayer dollars to set up an explicitly Christian school with the goal of religious indoctrination of children, not just in Christianity in general, but in Catholicism specifically. So the state government of Oklahoma wants to favor Catholicism over Protestant Christianity. I mean, this is very specific. This is how much power the Christian nationalists want. They want to use taxpayer dollars to teach children how they should follow Jesus and what kind of rituals they should have and what theology specifically to follow. It's really getting kind of crazy out there because it seems that the justices of the United States Supreme Court, at least the Christian nationalists who hold a 6-seat majority on that court, are taking this idea seriously. Now we're going to get the results of that court case. That we're going to get the Supreme Court decision maybe in June, maybe the beginning of July. That's usually when they come out with those. We will see. But, you know, other things have been going on. Secretary of State Marco Rubio decided to mark the Easter holiday by releasing an official U.S. State Department statement in which he was saying that people around the world must have the freedom to declare that Christ is their king. And, you know, that sounds like a pro-Christian statement in general, if it weren't for the whole idea that he was focusing on Christ being the king and not just, hey, someone you should worship or that Christianity is a valid thing if you want to follow that, you know, and everyone should have rights to their religion. Secretary of State Marco Rubio doesn't do this for any other religious holiday, doesn't do this for any other religion, only promotes Christianity, only goes after any kind of problems that are caused for Christians specifically. And this was illustrated again by this program to exempt Christian Afghans specifically from being deported back to Afghanistan. Only Christians would get protection under this measure that's being considered now by the U.S. State Department. So Muslims who are from Afghanistan, who helped the United States in their fight against the Taliban, would be exempt from protection. They would be sent back, deported back to Afghanistan, even though the government there knows that they worked against the Taliban and collaborated with the United States, and their lives are on the line. And why would they be deported? Because they're Muslim and not Christian. Yeah, that's been going on. And in the Texas state legislature, there's been some really weird stuff going on. There's this organization there that's been going after hours, let in by state legislators, to pray on the walls of the Texas state legislature building. And it seems that what they're doing is that they are seeking to protect the Texas state legislature from evil demonic spirits that might come in if Christians don't pray over the state capitol there and might influence state legislators to pass laws that are at odds with Christian theology. It's pretty weird, but they lay their hands on the walls. If you look at the videos of these events, you have all of these people walking around. Some of them are putting their hands up in the air, but others are in these kinds of chains where one of them's putting their hands on the walls, and then some other guy is putting hands on his shoulders, and then someone else is putting hands on that guy's shoulders. It's like they think that the Holy Ghost is kind of like this electric power, but it has to flow where you have to touch, you know, or else the circuit will be broken. I don't know how this theological engineering works. Anyway, that's the kind of governance that you're getting if you live in Texas, is magic spells to protect the walls of government buildings from demons. Yeah, things are getting crazy in America. I'm sure you've noticed. But what I wanted to talk briefly about today is this poll from the Public Religion Research Institute. And they asked a lot of questions in this survey, which was conducted February through March. So it's about a month out of date because they had to take time to analyze the data and really, you know, put it through the whole process analytically and then publishing it. But it's out now. And there was this question where participants in the survey were asked to choose between two different statements, and they're kind of opposite statements. And here's the first statement. The first statement is, President Trump is a dangerous dictator whose power should be limited before he destroys American democracy. Okay. The second statement is kind of the opposite. It says, President Trump is a strong leader who should be given the power he needs to restore America's greatness. Oh boy. So you see how those two are opposed. But the reason that this is related to Christian nationalism is the pattern by which people really accepted or rejected those two statements. So they did not give an overall Christian kind of response, but overall the American response was to agree. 41%, the largest group, would agree strongly with the first statement, that Donald Trump is a dangerous dictator whose power needs to be limited because he's threatening American democracy. That was 41%. And those strongly agreeing with the second statement, that Donald Trump is a strong leader who should be given the power he needs to restore America's greatness, well, among Americans in general, only 27% strongly agreed with that statement. And there's also a few in the middle. I don't know how you could be in the middle between those two statements, but there you are. So here's the thing. White evangelical Protestants, only 17% of those agreed that Donald Trump is a dangerous dictator. And 49% of them strongly agreed. In fact, if we add this up together, it's 73% of white evangelical Protestants agreed to some extent that Donald Trump should be given more power so that he can restore America's greatness. And only 17% think that he should be stopped. Okay, now different kinds of Christians might be a little bit different than that, but not much, okay? So Catholics, okay, if we look at white Catholics, you know, just a few less among the Catholics are agreeing with that. We have 56% of white Catholics, 54% of white non-evangelical Protestants. They still agree. The majority of the Catholics and non-evangelical Protestants are still agreeing that Donald Trump should be given whatever power he needs because he's a strong leader. And only about one-third of each of those groups actually thinks that Donald Trump is dangerous and is a threat to democracy. Here we have these Christian groups. These are the largest Christian groups. They are very strongly on the side of Donald Trump getting more power and not at all rejecting him as a dictator. Okay, but, you know, I said in general among Americans that, you know, the largest group of Americans are those who agree. In fact, 52% agree to some extent that Donald Trump is a dangerous dictator whose power should be limited before he destroys America's democracy. 52%. So where does that come from? Well, folks, a really substantial number of Americans are not Christians. And those of you who have been listening to this podcast have heard me talk about the data, not just from the Public Religion Research Institute, but many different sources showing this, that Christianity is on the decline in America. That's why Christian nationalists are working so hard to give Donald Trump all the power that they can give him so that he can engage in federal government policies to bring Christianity back into the center of American life, to impose it upon all Americans. Now, unaffiliated Americans, they agree, about 65%, religiously unaffiliated Americans, that Donald Trump is a dangerous dictator whose power should be limited before he destroys America's democracy. That's just about the same number among American Jews, all right? Now, among Catholics, there are just two groups which are roughly like that, comparable. Those are African-American Protestants and Hispanic Catholics, understanding that this man is a dictator because ethnically, those ethnic groups are being targeted by Donald Trump. And it's pretty difficult to deny what's been happening to Hispanics and African-Americans in this country under Donald Trump's dictatorship. He's been ignoring the Constitution. He's been ignoring the courts. He's asserting the unitary executive theory, which is, in other words, a totalitarian regime where, you know, he gets all the power and nobody can stop him. I mean, if he doesn't like a law, he just does what he wants anyway. That's what a dictatorship is, and that's what we're looking at. So African-American Protestants agree with that, and Hispanic Catholics do. But most Christians are just whistling and looking the other way because Donald Trump is a dictator that's working for their interests. That kind of selfishness. When we have things like young children, between the ages of 3 and 7 years old, being deported from the United States, even though they are American citizens. One of those children who's been deported has cancer and is missing out on their cancer treatments. That young child's life is being sacrificed for the sake of this Christian nationalist idea that all foreigners, all people who aren't white Christians, need to get out of this country. Well, today is May 1st, and today across the country there are protests. People, good Americans, coming out on the street to say no. Hell no, we are not going along with this move to dictatorship. We don't care that the Christian nationalists think that it's to their advantage. We believe that American democracy is more important than somebody's religious power over other people. And I encourage you to go look for where these protests are today. They're coming out this afternoon. And some of these protests are going to be taking place a couple days from now on Saturday as well. It is time to get out into the streets and make noise, not to be quiet, because there's too much at stake here. When religion gets mixed with dictatorship, you have fanatical faith combined with ruthless power. And that, folks, is dangerous.
This is a podcast with the name Stop Christian Nationalism. It is a podcast that's about stopping Christian nationalism. This podcast will talk about how we stop Christian nationalism. Ooh, yeah, that's what it's about. Stop Christian nationalism.